The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has agreed to partially accept a petition filed by anti-nuclear activists calling for the closing of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Facility near Oswego, New York. The petition, filed by the Syracuse-based Alliance for Green Economy, or AGRE, and Beyond Nuclear, says the plant, which is the same design as those at Fukushima, is vulnerable to catastrophic failure. Jessica Azoulay, an organizer with AGRE, says their petition goes back to a major design flaw in all Mark I boiling water reactors. The containment building for the reactor is smaller than it needs to be.
What this means is that they are more vulnerable to hydrogen explosions and containment failure in the case of an accident. And in the 70s, the NRC acknowledged this, but instead of shutting down these reactors, they recommended in the 80s that all the Mark I boiling water reactor operators install what they called an emergency hardened vent. And this vent would, in the case of an accident when pressure is building up inside this reactor, it would release the pressure. It's sort of a dubious fix because in releasing the pressure, it would also release radiation and anything else that's going on inside the reactor in an accident scenario. So it doesn't actually totally protect the public from radiation in the case of an accident, but it does supposedly save the containment from exploding. This type of vent was installed on all of the Mark I boiling water reactors in the U.S. except for Fitzpatrick. It was also, to the best of our knowledge, installed on the reactors at Fukushima, and those vents failed. So the NRC is involved in kind of a lengthy process of re-examining this vent design that they recommended, and they're going to be requiring the Mark I boiling water reactors to install or change the vents. But in the case of Fitzpatrick, we feel like we're in a really unique and very vulnerable situation here in central New York because the reactor doesn't even have the minimum that the NRC recommended. So we basically have a boiling water reactor with no vent, and with a venting plan that would send radiation and hydrogen and steam out through a building adjacent to the reactor until pressure builds up and the doors blow off and release all this radiation and steam at the ground level, presumably where workers would be trying to access the site to control an accident. And we're also very worried that as this radiation and hydrogen and everything is vented through this ductwork into this building, that there could be a hydrogen explosion, which could damage the containment or could render the site really difficult to access.
If the NRC does review your petition, what options could they pursue at that point?
The NRC, to my knowledge, has already decided that this venting system is inadequate because they have decided that all the Mark I's have to improve their venting. So I think the real question is whether the NRC is going to allow this reactor to continue to operate for many years with the design that they know is inadequate and unsafe and vulnerable to explosions and containment breach in the case of an accident. So what we're asking for is for them to cease power operations at Fitzpatrick until they can prove to us that the design as it stands currently is safe.
Fitzpatrick is currently down for refueling, so the reactor is offline at the moment.
Yes, it is.
So the question would be, how long would it take for them to review the safety of the venting system or options for the venting, and if feasible, restart the reactor at that point some years down the line?
I think that's a question you would have to ask the NRC.
To your knowledge, has the NRC ever shut down a reactor or permanently closed a reactor out of safety concerns such as this?
I don't know if they have shut down a reactor or permanently closed a reactor for safety concerns around venting. What they do when there are major safety problems at reactors, they have shut them down for fixes. We're just asking that since their own documents show that this reactor does not have, in the case of an accident, a containment structure that will hold the radiation inside and protect the public from radiation exposure, we're asking them not to run that reactor.
You've also forwarded this information to Governor Cuomo and Attorney General Schneiderman.
Yes.
the federal government has essentially said that the states have no role in certifying the safety of nuclear reactors.
Yeah, that's correct. But we are hoping that state policymakers, the governor and the attorney general, will be allies with us in pressuring the NRC and looking at ways that the state can regain some control over reactor oversight and reactor safety, because the current situation is that communities don't have any democratic say over the amount of risk that they want to take with nuclear power. And nuclear power is a risky energy source, and we believe that people should have more democratic control over the energy sources that they're exposed to. We realize that that will likely be a long process, but our hope is to begin educating our state policymakers about the dangers in our community that we're dealing with and ask them to join us in this process of phasing out nuclear power in our state and replacing it with greener, safer energy sources.
Jessica Azoulay is an organizer with the Alliance for a Green Economy.